This is Politico Energy. I'm Nirmal Malaikul. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden announced new moves to boost clean energy. One of the biggest actions was the announcement of an offshore wind lease sale that could result in the generation of up to 7 gigawatts of clean energy. The White House also noted that it's launching a new initiative to speed up the construction of new electricity transmission lines. All this comes as the administration finds ways to move the nation's power grid away from fossil fuels and toward carbon-free sources of electricity. But Biden still faces pushback in the Senate, where Democrats' climate and social spending package has stalled. Today, Politico's Kelsey Tamburino on Biden's latest moves and how they fit into his broader clean energy agenda. It's Thursday, January 13th. So, Kelsey, why was the White House's announcement Wednesday a significant milestone for the offshore wind industry?
Yeah, so the announcement on Wednesday marked the first auction for offshore wind leases under the Biden administration. And it's for this area called the New York Bight, which is shallow water located offshore New York and New Jersey. And so this is a pretty significant move for the administration. It's sought to permit 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030. And this area alone can generate 7 gigawatts. So that's a pretty significant chunk of that target. But also, you know, this area is really sought after by the offshore wind industry, given its location between two states that are really targeting offshore wind and clean energy. And so the administration is touting this as something that'll create jobs, as well as help build out the supply chain and really solidify action on the Biden administration's agenda on offshore wind.
Got it. And can you remind me, how big is the offshore wind industry itself, and what sort of challenges does it face?
Yeah, so the offshore wind industry in the United States specifically is not that large at the moment. We've seen a pipeline of projects go through a permitting process, and the Biden administration has taken action in the last year. But right now, there's only 7 commercial scale turbines in U.S. federal waters, and that generates just 42 megawatts, which is really small compared to the 30 gigawatts that the administration is seeking. So what the administration has done so far is it has approved 2 commercial scale offshore wind projects, but this announcement on Wednesday is the first that will be the offshore wind lease, which is set for next month under the Biden administration. And that lease sale is expected to be the largest offshore wind lease sale ever, according to the Interior Department.
So along with this offshore wind lease sale, the White House also announced an initiative to speed up the construction of new electricity transmission lines. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So on Wednesday, this offshore wind announcement was probably the centerpiece of the actions the administration announced. But they did, as you noted, announce a slate of clean energy related actions. And one of those actions was this Building a Better Grid initiative out of the Energy Department that builds off of the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed in November, but it includes financing transmission lines and other grid updates, strengthening coordination with state and local governments, tribal nations, and stakeholders so that, you know, these high voltage transmission lines and long distance lines can be accelerated and the build out of those can be accelerated. The administration also touted that they'll be modernizing transition planning and improving the permitting process, which, you know, has been something that advocates have said for a while needs to be changed. And because they're across 7 federal agencies, they also announced a rural energy pilot program out of the Agriculture Department, and that the administration is also taking steps to improve coordination on renewable energy projects on public lands. And that's through coordination with the Interior Department, Ag Department, Energy Department, Defense Department, and the EPA. So this slate of actions on Wednesday are really across the administration and are focused on building out clean energy.
So you just listed a ton of different projects. How do they all fit into President Biden's renewable energy goals?
Yeah, so I think what's important to note here is some of these actions build on what's already been planned under the bipartisan infrastructure law, but some of these things are new. And I think what it signifies here is that the Biden administration is taking action where it can to advance its clean energy goals, given the fact that we've seen progress stall on Capitol Hill, on the president's Build Back Better agenda. Joe Manchin has squashed any hope of passing that legislation in its current form. There's been some talk of advancing those climate and clean energy portions of the bill. But right now, you know, that's currently stalled. And I think what you're seeing is the Biden administration shoring up what it can do on the federal level to advance its agenda and underscore the point that they're not losing sight of their clean energy targets.
Also, the American Petroleum Institute is backing the Biden administration's proposed plan to regulate emissions of methane from new and existing oil and gas sources. On Wednesday, API's CEO made the industry lobby group's position clear in an interview with Politico. Until now, API had previously reserved judgment on the Biden EPA specific proposal issued in November as it reviewed the details. According to the CEO, API continues to oppose a proposed methane fee included as part of Democrats' stalled Build Back Better Act. That legislation would make $775 million in grants, rebates, and loans available to operators to help them deploy technologies to stop methane leaks. Moving forward, Senate Democrats are likely to make more concessions to accommodate concerns from holdout vote Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, possibly including even more subsidies. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Nirmal Malaikul, and we'll see you back tomorrow.